Live from Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It's Giants Training Camp Live on this Friday. Hi, everybody. Welcome aboard. Mike Crispino along with Jeff Eagles. The Giants wrapping up their first week of the training camp for 2015. Jeff Eagles, a 22-year veteran of NFL training camps, five different teams, five different places. You've been in Bryant College in Rhode Island. You've been in Westchester, Pennsylvania. You've been in Flagstaff, Arizona. Any favorites?
Flagstaff, Arizona, by far. 7,000 feet above sea level, a ball would just go forever up there. So, yeah, absolutely. That's my favorite. But I tell you what, my most favorite had to be Albany, 7 years up there with the Giants.
All right, the Giants training here now the last few seasons. Today, a light practice. After tough practices, last 2 days in pads, what do the players get out of a practice like today?
Well, they don't get much out of it other than mental reps, but they're out there for corrections and a mental day. You know, they're coming off two padded practices, so Coach Coffin wants to have it buttoned up, make sure the corrections are corrected, and they just go out there and mentally get into the game and get ready for practice tomorrow, and then ultimately get ready for the Bengals practice next week.
Yeah, a week from today they play the Bengals' first preseason game. Look at the injury list. This is always important early on in any camp, but a couple of notables not there because they practiced today: Prince Amukamara and Eric Flowers, the rookie tackle.
Well, it's nice to get those guys back, even though it was a light practice. However, they were out there participating, and Weston Richburg was in the lineup. Justin Pugh returned to his original spot at left guard, and he had Eric Flowers. One guy missing that needs to get back in the lineup sooner than later is Jeff Schwartz, so to get some continuity with that offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line, obviously a big topic as we start the training camp. So we're going to hear from offensive line coach Pat Flaherty and Justin Pugh on how to grow some chemistry with linemen out of the lineup.
You try to do it with the things that those guys can do, whether it's walkthroughs in the meetings, to try to keep that continuity. You're not getting 100%, as you mentioned. You just get the best of what you can do, whether it's sitting in the chair and talking about things and letting them call things out in the meeting rooms. You know, we try to keep that exercise going each and every day.
We want to get that camaraderie going, so it'd be great to get them out there. But I want them out there if they're healthy. I don't want them out there if they're going to, re-injure themselves or make whatever injury they have worse.
Still very early in training camp, obviously, Jeff, but could there be long-term implications if some of these linemen can't get back into training camp and practicing every day?
Yeah, absolutely, because, when you look at the long-term effect of the depth chart, if there's some of these guys that aren't able to start the season, it could affect another roster spot, whether it's a receiving position or a safety position. So it's important for these guys to be able to understand who's going to be in that starting lineup and who the backups are going to be.
Yeah, as Justin Pugh mentioned, the chemistry, developing it, you want to be next to the guy you're going to be playing with when they really start with real games. One good piece of news for Giants fans: Odell Beckham. He's been in practice every day this week. Last training camp, his first, he wasn't around much. He had hamstring issues. Here's Beckham on just the joy of being back on the practice field to start a year.
It's been cool just being able to go through practices and, start to recover, and you feel what it feels like to go through these practices, and just being able to get back out there each and every day and take something new from every day and learn from it, it's been fun.
Beckham obviously had a tremendous season last year. Just 5'11", just under 200 pounds, but 91 catches and 12 of those for touchdowns. I guess the question is, how will practicing now in these early training camp sessions for Beckham help him in the long run?
Well, I think you heard him say it's nice to get out and participate in these practices, because last year he didn't have a lot of training camp, and I think that this is important for him to get out there and develop some chemistry with Eli Manning, develop some chemistry with the other receivers that are out there, one with Victor Cruz and James Jones and Reuben Randall. So, it's important for him to be there, and it's important for him to stay healthy.
Yeah, there's a real good feeling around the Giants about their receiving core, no question about it. Now it's On the Beat with Om Yumasuk of ESPN New York.
Pleasantly surprised by how good Victor Cruz has looked coming back from such a serious injury like that. I mean, I still can't get out of my head when he crumpled down to the ground in Philadelphia and was in total agony and looked like, tears were coming out. And to see him back out here again, he looks bigger, first of all. He looks more muscular, obviously, from all the rehab. but he looks good. He looks like he is really working his way back to being the old Victor Cruz. And Odell Beckham Jr., what can you say about him? It's almost become to the point where when I see him drop a crazy pass that he probably has no other receiver has any business catching, but then he drops it, I'm shocked. What I really like about those two, though, they seem to be inseparable on the field. When they are off the field, they are talking to each other nonstop. They seem to be close. And if you're a Giants fan, you really want that for Odell Beckham Jr. to have a guy like Victor Cruz guide him on the field and off the field. It seems to be a good tandem in the works. We've been waiting for Ruben Randle for a long time now. I think that this season, Ruben Randle should be able to accomplish a lot of the things that the Giants envisioned when they picked him. The Giants, when they had a lot of success, they always had three really good running backs. This time they went out and got Shane Vereen dynamic out of the backfield. I think Vereen's looking forward to trying to prove that he's an all-around back. And I think the Giants are going to give him that opportunity to prove that in camp. So far, we've seen Andre Williams work a little bit with first team. Rashad Jennings, I think they want to bring along slowly because of his health. I think they got three guys that perhaps could be interchangeable. But Vereen, I think, adds that extra oomph to that offense out of the backfield. Another weapon for Eli to really look at. The guy caught almost 100 passes in two seasons. And this is the type of guy that, I mean, Ahmad Bradshaw used to be able to catch passes and Derek Ward. But I think Shane Vereen could be a whole different type of weapon for Eli Manning. This offense, I mean, could be really out of the roof for Eli Manning. I think he could have a really good season, especially because this is his second season under Ben McAdoo, and I think he's more confident. He knows this offense. I think he's going to be better this year.
Shane Vereen, the ultimate safety valve out of the backfield for Eli Manning moving into the regular season. All right, we turn our attention to defense next on Giants Training Camp Live. Landon Collins, a very important draft pick for the Giants. They traded up. They went after him. They want him to start at safety. Let's find out more about him when we return on MSG Networks. Training camp. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, Quest Diagnostics Training Center here in East Rutherford. New Jersey, where the Giants are getting set for the 2015 season. Mike Crispino with you. A 21-year-old out of Alabama, the second-round pick of the Giants, Landon Collins, played for one of the best coaches, obviously, in college football, Nick Saban, the gold standard program, really, in college football over the last several years. Here is Landon Collins with John Schmelk.
Thanks, Landon. We're a little bit more than a week in the training camp. It's your first NFL training camp. How's everything gone for you so far?
It's been going good. Getting adjusted to the scheme of the defense, getting to know all the vets, and see how everything goes. I mean, it's been fun. It's been fun, and very hectic because, I mean, just coming in and trying to learn the defense and get ahead of the game is it's a lot on your shoulders.
And you've been working on mental stuff since the spring, OTAs and minicamp, but the pads came on this week. What was that like for you, and how much did the intensity kind of rack up a little bit?
The intensity definitely picked up just because you have to just run around. You got heavier pads, you got pads on, so it makes everything heavier now. So getting sideline to sideline is even harder now. So, but once you get that pad, once you get past that and get your body in shape of wearing the pads, it's get pretty easy from there.
If there's one thing that you're focusing on right now where you're trying to get better and improve your game, where is it?
Always just get depth in my back pedal, because back in Alabama, I didn't have to get as much depth. I was already deep already. Then I didn't have to – my range and my speed kind of made up for my back pedal.
All right, now I want to talk about Dave Merritt. We spoke to him earlier in the week, and he told you guys at the start of camp, we have no starters.
Right.
You're all young. How did the room take that message, and how did you take that message he sent to you guys when this all started a little bit more than a week ago?
We all overall took it as we all have the opportunity to be on the field, and the position is open, and there's a lot of competition, and we got to fight each and every day for the job.
And more so than other positions right now, Landon, they're rotating you guys. I've seen you with the twos. I've seen you with the ones. You have a different guy, I think, with you with the ones. And three out of the 4 days I've seen you out there. What's the challenge in finding the chemistry with the guy next to you and the rest of the defense when there's so much movement back there?
Just always being on the same page. If y'all on the same page and knowing what our movements are, what we like to do and how we like to disguise different things, if once you get on the same page with that, the chemistry is key.
Now, Steve Spagnuolo has said the safety position is perhaps the most important position on the defense. Why do you think that is?
Because we control the whole secondary. I mean, that's where your bomb plays happen. That's when people go over the top. You got open receivers all across the field. And it's up to the safety to make sure everybody's in the right position and know what their job is and what they're supposed to be doing, where they're supposed to be lined up at, and where they're supposed to be at the end of the play.
Obviously, you're a playmaker. You want to make plays.
Yeah.
But how important is the stuff that you do before the ball's even snapped to show the coaching staff that you're ready to be out there and be a starter this year?
It's tremendously important because, I mean, one key thing could tell you what a play is. One key thing could tell you if it's a run or pass. And every adjustment is a key part of the defense as a whole and then being in the right spot.
Do you still enjoy the run support a little bit more, or are you getting a little more comfortable out there doing the coverage part of the position?
I'm getting very comfortable with the coverage position because, I mean, I love being in the box, but coming from the top and coming down is much easier than trying to take on linemen and stuff like that.
Final question. A week from today, you're going to Cincinnati for your first ever NFL preseason game, and you'll be practicing against the Bengals next week. How excited are you for you to get going and go up against another team that's not wearing that blue helmet?
Oh, very exciting because, I mean, you don't know what to expect. I know they're going to come with the A game, especially every day at practice. And then when we get to the game, I mean, it's going to be unbelievable because it's going to be your first. It's really my first NFL game, but it's called a preseason game, but first NFL game, and just ready to step out on the field.
Landon, great stuff. We look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate it.
And Giant fans are looking forward to seeing the Giants' second-round pick on the field as well next week against a team that's not the New York Giants.
All right, thank you, John. And Landon Collins, 6'2", 225, the rookie out of Alabama as a junior and 33rd overall, and a guy that played in the SEC, where if you're going to cut your teeth in a college football conference, that's the place to be.
There's no question. You know, he comes with a lot of high expectations. The Giants traded a lot of people. He traded up to get him. So he's coming in here with expectations not only from the organization but upon himself. He's a physical player, and he's very talented. And you heard from him on tape there is that he's got a lot of responsibility in that backfield.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that's got great closing speed to make tackles. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. We'll return. We'll take a look at the quarterbacks. Eli Manning, the incumbent, of course, but a couple of other guys. They're going to see some time, certainly, in preseason. That's coming up next as we continue on Giants Training Camp Live. wrap up our first week of Giants training camp live shows here from Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And the quarterbacks, of course, will be led by Eli Manning again. A lot of fans looking forward to how Eli in his second year under Ben McAdoo is able to produce results. But time now for Mike Sullivan, the quarterback coach of the Giants, to break down the Giant QBs.
Well, in training camp, what we want to continue to do is advance our football. Second year in the system, we made a lot of progress in the offseason, have a season under our belt, but want to make sure we're doing things that are going to be critical to our success. And it all starts with our decision making, the type of accuracy we have, and being the type of leaders that we need to be to go ahead and put the Giants where they need to be, and that is back on top. Football is still football, and trying to get myself in a position where I can be ready. There is a relationship and a history with Eli and experiences we've shared that certainly that level of trying to establish trust and respect and kind of getting to know each other, we were able to bypass all that. And so it just came right down to him right away busting my chops like he always used to, and then just talking football but using just some different terms and some different footwork, and it's been a lot of fun. Eli Manning, the ultimate professional, a competitor, very, very focused, determined, just a joy to coach, and really looking forward to seeing what he can do second year in this system. It might have started difficult for him last year, but as the season went on, he got better and better, and this is a guy that 12 years in the league, 2 Super Bowl rings, we were looking at a clip of tape of him, and he's not in, but yet he's working on his footwork, and he's kind of going through his reads, and so this is a guy that still has the work ethic, the determination, the hunger, and the competitiveness of a young free agent. Ryan Nassib, you know, adds a lot to the quarterback room. He's someone that is very active. He's smart. I like to hear the type of back and forth that he and Eli have. And Eli definitely, I can see that there's a trust that those two guys have, and it helps each other get better. Very mobile, very athletic, and a competitive kid. Then we have Ricky Stanzi. Ricky Stanzi just came on board through the spring. In a lot of ways, he had to hit the ground running like I did. Comes from some similar backgrounds, but again, new terminology for him, new footwork, and you know, he has come in, worked very hard, improved throughout the spring, and anxious to see what he'll do when he gets his chance to go against our preseason opponents. The fans should expect to see a group of players that are going to be exciting, that are going to be committed to being the very, very best that they can be, that are going to embrace the grind as we go through training camp and put ourselves in a position to be at our best and get the Giants back on top where they need to be.
Well, let's check in with Twitter, see what Giants fans are wondering about. Rack4568 wants to know if this will be Eli Manning's best season of his career.
Well, I certainly think he's got a chance to have it, because we look at what the Giants went in the offseason and got Shane Vereen. They bring in James Jones at the wide receiver position. And then he's his second year in this system. I think he's comfortable with it. He understands what needs to be done. He's worked on his footwork all last year. He's got that down. So, you know, he has a chance to really just go out there and play and not have to learn anything this year. And I think if he stays healthy and cuts down on those interceptions and gets his completion ratio up there, he'll have a fine year.
So how beneficial is it to be in the second year now? Is everything kind of just natural for him in this offense?
Yeah, I think that there's a progression there. I think that last year he was trying to understand what Ben McAdoo was wanting out of him. And that was just, you know, getting to know the system, but work on the footwork that you need as a quarterback to be consistent. And I think that he wants to go out there and improve on things that he didn't do last year and build on that. But he's more comfortable in this system now, Mike. And the fact that he can go out there on a day-to-day basis, he's got a healthy Victor Cruz and an Odell Beckham and now Shane Vereen.
And Larry Donnell at tight end.
Larry Donnell, he's got a lot of weapons. But, you know, those guys were all in that system last year, too.
Yeah, quick thought on Ryan Nassib. He's the backup. Should anything ever happen to Eli Manning, he's going to probably have to step up.
Well, he's going to have to, but he's been in this system now, just like Eli has. But I think the Giants feel comfortable with him, that if he did have to come in and relieve Eli Manning for any reason, he's a smart, he's mobile, he brings a little bit more in that aspect of his game than Eli. He can get out of the pocket and make things happen.
All right, we continue with Giants training camp live. You know about Larry Donnell, you know about Daniel Fells in the tight end position, but do you know about Jerome Cunningham? He's out of Southern Connecticut. He's been impressive in these first few days of training camp. We continue with more a tight ends preview coming up next on the MSG Networks. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. Quest Diagnostics Training Center here in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Another beautiful day in this first week of training camp for the Giants. Mike Crispino with you. Tight ends become such an important position in the modern NFL. You have to have a good one or two sometimes. Giants have a good group, certainly. Here's Paul Dottino with tight end coach Kevin M. Gilbride.
Well, thanks. And, you know, Kevin, one of the things that people talk about with the tight end position is that you'd like them always to be as well-rounded as they possibly can be. Now, a lot of these practices are not padded. Some of them are, some of them aren't. How do you get them to be all-around tight ends?
Well, I mean, you just work your individual drills, you work your techniques, the things that they can do when they don't have pads on. And that's the footwork, that's the hand placement, you're working off of bags and things like that. These last couple days when we have had the pads on, that's when you can really be physical. That's when you can show what you have and what you've taken from your technique work, you bring it right onto the field and you finish. That's the key to it, is finish. And that's what we did a great job of yesterday as far as the effort to finish. The techniques aren't necessarily there yet.
Now, sometimes the players get a little bit bored and monotonous with camp, but you guys are going to have these two practices out in Cincinnati before the preseason game. How much does that get the juices flowing, and how much does that help you evaluate when they're going against other people like that?
It'll be terrific. It's going to be a great barometer for our guys. You know, going against somebody with a different color jersey on is always different than going against somebody that you see every day. You don't know them as well, so you better trust your techniques. And we'll be able to evaluate where our guys are and where we need to make the improvements and where we feel like we need to just continue to stay steady and steadfast.
Now, a lot of times in each of the individual position rooms, sometimes the players will have little games amongst themselves to increase the competition. Is there anything in the tight ends room that you guys have done to increase the competition between one another?
You know, nothing specific. Those guys, they hold each other accountable more with jokes than anything else.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't look good or doesn't get a good release off the
line. Got to get good laughs then.
That's it. Yeah. Right. Then they basically, you know, tell them that's five. You know, that's five. And then that's basically what they do to call each other out. And then, you know, what it does do is it makes them focus the next time they've got a guy in their face and they're trying to get a release. Makes them focus if they fell down coming out of a break, why they fell down. And how to fix it. And I'm the guy who teaches them how to fix it. And then they put it into action because they know they're going to be called out by their teammates.
Kevin, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay, back to you guys.
Good competition in this Giants tight end group. Larry Donnell, Daniel Fells, Adrian Robinson, of course, and Jerome Cunningham will tie as well. Donnell showed some things last year, no question. I know you like him.
I do, because he's a big target, and Eli likes those big targets. He's improving. He's coming off of injury, but I think every day he's getting better on the field, working on his ball security. He had a little problems last year fumbling the football, and most importantly for him, he's got to work on his blocking. But he is getting better by the day. And then you look at the other guys there. You got Daniel Fells, the veteran, had a very productive year last year, the best blocker of that group. And then the youngster, Adrian Robinson. He's being pushed by Jerome Cunningham. So there's a definite competition at that position, and you know, I think they'll probably end up keeping three guys there. So the odd man out there he's going to have to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, competition is good, no question about it. Giants have plenty of it in this training camp. Thanks to Jeff Fiegels. I'm Mike Crispino. Thanks to you for joining us for Giants Training Camp Live. See you again next week.
Of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster Verify tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts to